Pro is Sean Allier. How you doing there, young man?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's always great to have you in.
Thanks, Tom.
And Sean, tell us a little bit about your practice. It's
sure.
really been coming along great.
Yes, we've been very pleased. Been able to talk with and reach numerous people. We do a counseling service called Christian Practices, and we're here in Bartlesville and also in Tulsa. We offer individual, couples, family, and even looking to start a group pretty soon.
Wow, that's pretty darn nice.
Yeah, we're excited.
Now, on top of visiting with us here about once a month on K1,
yes.
I understand that my friends across the hall, KYFM, have talked you into coming over to be a little bit of a show host of your own.
Well, we're learning. We're learning from the masters.
Oh, Joseph over there?
Yes, yeah. Joe. He's producing the show for us, and so he's teaching us the ropes. We're brand new. He makes us sound good.
Oh, he does. He's been doing it for a little bit.
Yes, he has, and we just love the whole process.
Now, what's the show going to entail?
So the show is called Presence and Power, and what it basically consists of will be people who give a testimony of how God has answered their prayers in dramatic ways or miraculous events that have happened in their lives or their loved ones' lives.
Well, that's going to be great. Talk about some vitamin P, some positivity.
That's right. That's the whole goal, to be positive, to encourage, and to know that God still answers prayer, that He is reachable through prayer, and He plays the most vital role in our life that anyone ever could.
Oh, indeed. And if you can't forget about God, He's still going to be there, but by golly, it sure is nice when you have that relationship going.
It
nice
is. Her. We all still face tough times. Mm-hmm. Sometimes prayers are not answered the way we expect that they will be, or prayers are answered maybe years after they've been offered. But God is always with us, seeing us through.
Yeah. Well, just remember, you know, God's not accountable to you. We're kind of accountable to him.
That's the right perspective, yes.
I know some folks that get all... It's not like you're playing the lottery when you're praying.
No, not at all.
It's not. You don't get your money back. You're going to get an answer, but it just might not be the one that you want. But tell us about the practice and where we can find you here in town.
Sure. We're off of Nowata Road, and gosh, it's just really accessible off of Silver Lake. Mm-hmm. Our address is 2431 Nowata Place, and we're Suite 10 in that building. And we welcome anyone to call us. We'll work with anyone that wants to work with us.
You know, you're kind of back there nestled in the woods, but by golly, it's a friendly little neighborhood there, and there's plenty of traffic, but when you're back there, you would never know it because you're kind of nestled away, and it's very peaceful. And when people really want to work on some things that are, you know, challenging them, then you're going to find that peace.
Yes, it is a peaceful place. It's very private, so no one has to worry about confidentiality issues. Mm-hmm. All of that is strictly kept private. And if a person wants to walk where we can do that on some areas that are private and through some trees and trail area. But most of the work's done in the office.
Sure. That's great. And there's really no problem too great. I mean, you'll entertain conversations with anyone who's got some troubles.
Absolutely. No problems too big or too small. If a person wants to come in and just kind of get a fine-tuning and coaching in their life and maybe some suggestions on what if you tried this or that to improve things, they're welcome to do that. Or if they come in with some major areas of loss or depression or anxiety, that's welcomed as well.
You know, anxiety is something that I've been seeing a lot of people exhibit from time to time. You know, COVID is not exactly helping that.
Right.
There are folks who are anxious about their own health, maybe health of others, and just, you know, maybe even the health of their neighborhood or where they live, their children's health. And I imagine that some folks are almost at the end of the rope. You can help them.
Sure, absolutely. We may tell ourselves things are very dark, and they may be dark, but oftentimes we'll exaggerate that out of fear.
Okay.
So part of what we do is help them look for what they call cognitive distortions, and we are all guilty of those at times. It's not something that only a few people have. Everyone has a cognitive distortion occasionally, so we go in and kind of retune that or gently challenge the thought to look at it or change, as my wife likes to say, the angle of the lens, which really helps with your mood and your thinking process.
And it also helps how you think about about yourself once you start adjusting that lens, too.
That's right. Absolutely true.
Man, it's really neat. So relationships, family relationships, partner relationships, the marriages, things like that.
Absolutely.
That's kind of, you got to put on the heavy boots to get into that.
Well, sometimes those are tough. But you know what I find, especially with couples, is that maybe they felt they loved each other when they first came together, and then that cooled, or maybe now they can't hardly stand to be together. But when we get things into a proper alignment, it's amazing how quickly those feelings of love just come back. Mm-hmm. And so relationships can and often are restored. So I don't think there's any relationship that's without hope.
Oh, that's great. That's good to know. You know, siblings quibbling. Some people say that right. only lasts through childhood. But
no.
I'm here to tell you, if it wasn't for a cuckoo clock,
right.
my aunts and uncles would all be talking to one another. But, you know, little things like that kind of get a little divisive. So family dynamics are something that can be addressed, too.
Sure. Family dynamics, whether that's dealing with your teenager or your young kiddo, or maybe you brought mom or dad back into your home to care for them, all sorts of family dynamics can be addressed. Or maybe you have work issues with a boss.
Oh boy. We're talking with Sean Allier, and he is with Christian Practices LLC. And of course, you'll be doing a radio show on our sister station KYFM. When are we going to rock and roll there?
We are on every Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. It's 5 to 10 minutes, depending on the length of the interview.
Sure.
Somewhere around 8:45 to 9 o'clock.
Got it. Yeah. So there you go. So if you're on your way to services, I want you to tune in to our sister station at 100.1 KYFM and listen to what Sean has to say. Listen to the message too. And of course, if people want to, you know, hear you in person, they can always give you a call, can't they?
They sure can. Absolutely. And that number is 918-892-5309.
I got to tell you, you're a welcome asset to our community.
Well, thank you,
and
Tom.
You're not a stranger by any means. I mean,
no.
You used to work a little south of here, but this mm-hmm. was also a territory in which you serve people regularly.
For many years. Love Bartlesville, the people here.
Bartians, that's what we call ourselves. Yes. We're out of this world. All the same, very nice people, very very neighborly, I guess is the best way I could really say it.
I agree.
And I noticed that people look out for their neighbors here, too. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. When it comes down to a situation where maybe we've been, you know, helping each other out with their problems, sometimes we got to take a little time for ourselves, because if you don't have anything left of yourself, you can't give any more to others.
Right. You're talking about compassion fatigue there.
Exactly.
Yes, and I agree. And so coming and working with me is a good way to recharge those batteries mm-hmm. and keep a balance in your own life so you can help others.
Well, that is really good to know, because it's a comfort. Some people feel that, you know, that they're carrying the world on their shoulders.
Yes.
No one asked them to do it, but they feel that that's their job. And I understand that. We've all been there.
Yes.
I think all of us have been there from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes between daybreak and sunset and praying to God, you might mm-hmm. need just a little discussion or just a little bit of a place to go. And that's where Christian Practices comes in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. So when we have times where we're not feeling good about ourselves, or maybe good about the relationship or the situation that we're in,
sure.
these stressors really kind of act on us. They're heavy weight. And before you start acting out, you might want to just make a call up.
Please do. Please, before you act out, call us. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your line of work, people sometimes find themselves in, harmful situations to themselves where mm-hmm. they feel like they've had no hope, maybe drugs,
sure,
alcohol, other mm-hmm. addictions, or other maybe harmful activities. Just put it under a big umbrella. Can you counsel those who were maybe, you know, involved with the chemical usage that we can maybe see the light? Because, boy, it really gets dim once folks get caught up in that.
Right. So I'm not a drug and alcohol counselor. Mm-hmm. So what I would do is speak with them about issues of depression that's a result of that use, mm-hmm. or anxiety that's a result. And then if we need to refer for treatment for substance abuse, sure. I will gladly do that. But I can certainly address the issues that can occur or result from substance use.
You know, you've seen people, maybe sometimes all of us have, friends of ours, who kind of talk themselves into a bad situation.
Sure.
You know, they kind of repeat maybe something that has been harmful,
right,
over and over in their mind, and they mm-hmm. just can't shake it.
Right.
And with your type of counseling service, can you help folks maybe get past that stuck part on the old 45 record and kind of move the song along a little bit?
You used a real interesting statement there about the stuck part or a stuck point that people are in. So yeah, it becomes like a loop, and we can help to train them and show them how to break that loop so they're not feeling that kind of obsessive thought or going through the same behavior over and over again, causing further damage. We can certainly help with that. I have some great books to recommend too for people who are undergoing that.
Wow, that's truly amazing, because I know there are people who otherwise would have just the happiest life in the world, but man, there's just that one
thing.
And I've seen that happen where it's been years where somebody's been stuck on that one thing.
Wouldn't it be great to shave off some of those years and
get them back
and not have to experience that without some coping skills? So that's something I'd encourage everyone to follow up on if they're feeling that way.
Now, when we have loss and grieving, and everyone goes through that, you lose a loved one, a parent or a child or a sibling,
right.
The loss is just, it can consume you.
Yes.
And how does Christian practices, adapt and come in and help folks process all this?
Right.
Because you just don't get over it.
Right. You never get over it. You can learn to live with it. I think during the holidays, too, it's really a tough time, and it magnifies a sense of loss and grief when loved ones are not here to celebrate with you. But what we do is we welcome people into our offices, very relaxed atmosphere. They come in, and we just start to talk. We talk about their feelings and explore that, how things impact their life. We let them explore, and I reflect back with them on what they're feeling. So they're discovering, well, I never put this together before. That I hear that a lot. And then they start to see how one piece works with another, and we process through grief and through depression, loss.
Wow. And you have all the tools there. You know, you have the background, and you have all of the things that make it for a very good discussion, a very good starting point, and, of course, a very good counseling session. The quiet, the atmosphere, and, of course, the care and the compassion that comes with years of practice.
I think that's really important. The relationship is what truly heals. Mm-hmm. So people experience a safe place to just put it out on the table and see what's going on with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never a judgmental process. It's always supportive, always encouraging. And we're there to assist and help people. That's what we're about.
Indeed. And if you maybe have someone in your life that could use a shoulder, maybe just a little bit different than yours, not saying bigger, I'm just saying differently trained.
Yes.
You might want to refer them to Christian practices. And also, if you yourself are feeling a little bit down and you really don't know why.
Sure.
Or if you really know why, but you just don't want to confront it, maybe this first initial visit with Sean can maybe open your heart and your mind to a new way of thinking and getting through things.
Sure. We welcome anyone who's seeking assistance, support, or help. We'd love to speak with them.
All righty. And again, your website?
Mm-hmm. The website is Christian Practices LLC.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also reach me at 918-892-5309.
Mm-hmm.
Office location is 2431 Nawata Place, Suite 10.
And about 8:45 on Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
KYFM, that's 100.1 FM, our sister station. You can hear Sean and his guests with the radio program that we're doing right here. That's really pretty cool.
Yes.
Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate it.
All righty. Well, thank you for being with us. And once again, folks, you can always catch the webisode on our Facebook page, and I'm sure you're going to have that on your website as well.
We will, sir.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. Thanks for being with us on 101.